looking back on it, school wasn't a lot of fun for me. I never really felt successful in school. You know, when the other kids were taking algebra, I was kind of like, I was in pre-algebra. And when they were doing, when they were reading the books from the advanced to book series, I was always a few series back. And even in my music class, you know, I played violin. So I was always a step behind. So there was the first chair violin, and then I'm always a few chairs back. So I was always behind. And so school really made me feel less than successful.
So what kept you going then from not feeling successful most of your school to a PhD?
You know, I think that's funny, is that what happened outside of school. You know, passions outside of school. So, you know, going and riding a roller coaster for the first time at an amusement park and going, wow, you know, I could actually design these. I could build my own roller coaster one day. And then wanting to understand the physics and science behind a roller coaster and engineering with a roller coaster, that was inspiring. So all of a sudden, I had a reason for school that went beyond wanting to make somebody else happy. There was a reason for school that was connected to my passions and my dreams and my goals. And I think that was the game changer for me. You know, all of a sudden school became fun because it was connected to a passion and a goal, you know? And so I always wanted to be a person that could help other people have access to the world and not struggle with that. There's all this stuff that I'd learned or struggled to learn. I wanted to help other people to learn better, you know?
Do you feel proud now of what you do now?
I feel very proud of what I do now. Now I teach science, and I see kids get excited about science.
Can you tell me about a moment that you had, like while you were in the middle of teaching? And
wow. So I taught in Maryland for a summer, and I was asked to teach physics and chemistry to first-generation college students, and a lot of them had a lot of math and science anxiety, and here they were sitting in my physics class or my chemistry course, right? And we worked really hard in that course, and I worked really hard to make science really relevant and create passions for learning science in that class. And so one night, the kids were in their rooms. It was a residential program, and they're in their rooms and they're studying. And one of the counselors walks by, and they notice that the kids have been spending, like, a lot of time on the work that I'd given them, the homework that I'd given them. And the counselor says to the students, you know, I think it's time for you to move on. And the kids said, you know, I got to finish this. I got to finish this. You know, Mr. Williams really expects for me to do my best work on this assignment. I really have to do my best work.
That's
I got to finish it.
Yeah.
And that just made me feel really wonderful as a teacher. That's exciting to me.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Right to the juke joint you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. Long live rock and roll. The beat of the drums loud and bold.